Welcome to this special edition of the Radio Sports Page on 92.1 KRLS. Tonight we celebrate the career of one of the most accomplished athletes in Pella High School history.
Honestly, I was praying throughout this whole entire meet. I was praying for strength and for grit and for passion and for me to just do the best for my teammates. And with that final race, since it went really well, I just feel so blessed and thankful for every opportunity.
With a rich tradition of success for Pella Athletics, which includes several state championships, all-state players, and Hall of Fame coaches, standing out can be hard. But for one athlete, the on-the-court talent mixed with tireless work ethic will have the achievements and memories of her storied career remembered for years to come.
Set point, Lady Dutch. It's an ace! And Pella pushes it to five. Emily Holterhouse on the serve, 25-14.
Holterhouse, great feed to Carney, slicing in for the layup and one. Emily is showing it all tonight, dropping dimes, swatting shots, rebounding, and scoring.
On this special edition of the Radio Sports Page, we highlight Emily Holterhouse, who will go down as one of Pella's most successful student-athletes. This program looks back at her four-year multi-sport career, her quick rise in the record books, the person behind the big swings, record-breaking hurdles and rebounds, and the future of the UNI Panther.
I think I've gotten more confident in myself and just being in the post and being stronger and putting up good shots. I was confident in this team the whole time, and afterwards I was just so happy, just so thankful that we could all do this together.
I'm Andrew Schneider for KRLS Radio, and this look back at the career of Emily Holterhouse on a special edition of the Radio Sports Page on KRLS.
Pingle sets it up. On the other side, Vandermolen with a big swing. Back over towards Harlan. It's a tip, and it's blocked by Holterhouse.
Good job of seeing where the ball went. Went to her right. She's able to stick the hand out and get just enough on it to put it back down on the other side.
And Emily Holterhouse is going to be a big key. She came into this one with 118 blocks up on the net.
Before we highlight the accomplishments of Emily Holterhouse later in this broadcast, let's first go back to where her passion for sports began. Holterhouse comes from an athletic family, as many Pella fans have enjoyed over the years. With oldest sister Jessica.
Holterhouse again looking. She goes in untouched. It's in. Jessica Holterhouse, that's her second coast-to-coast layup in this half.
And older brother Donovan.
It's a play-action pass. It's caught by Holterhouse up to the 30, 35, 40, streaking down the sideline, 50. Tries to cut it back over the middle of the field, still on his feet at the 40, to the 30. Has two defenders in front of him, angling for the sideline, the 20, the 10, the 5, 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown Pella, play of the year, Donovan Holterhouse.
Making their own moments in the green and white. Emily says while she was influenced by Jessica and Donovan and the sports they played and examples they set, she also found her own niche on the balance beam.
I had always kind of started to do the sports that my siblings did. My sister was in soccer and I joined soccer and they always played basketball, so I was in that too. But I kind of did my own thing with gymnastics. I was in gymnastics for about 5 years and I think that just really helped my athletic ability, like helped me get to where I am now. But I would say the influence my siblings had on me was just, it was very substantial because they showed me like the work that it takes to get to higher levels and just like the amount of fun to have to make the experience good in every sport you do. And that was just very inspirational for me.
And for the now 6 foot, 1 inch tall Holterhouse, who grew to that point fairly quickly, it became apparent by the time she was in Jefferson Intermediate School that she may have outgrown the uneven bars and had to climb to new heights in athletics.
I started volleyball when I was in fifth or sixth grade, I think it was. I didn't really necessarily have the transition between the two, but right after I quit gymnastics, which was in like fifth grade, basically because I was too tall, I started playing volleyball. I went to my first volleyball camp with Natalie Clayburgh, because her mom was a coach at Central. And so that's kind of where I got started. And then I just realized how much I liked it and I just wanted to keep playing.
And so keep playing she did. And she quickly rose up the ranks with Clayburgh, whose mother Megan was a national championship coach for Central. Clayburgh describes those early years with Emily as the two grew up in the sport together.
We were friends before we played volleyball together. So it's kind of like two worlds we live with our friends and then like our volleyball friends, but we went to camps together in like sixth grade. We played club volleyball together out of Pella for a couple years, and then we played on a travel team out of Des Moines for a couple years. So we went to camps together. It's just kind of been this like journey, like me and Emily together for a long time.
As Emily approached high school, she was getting really good really fast. Holterhouse says it was club ball in eighth grade that saw her take a leap in skills.
So I tried out for Iowa High Performance my eighth grade year, and we went and played in a tournament in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then a club coach that I had, his name was Emilio Mendoza, he asked me to come and play for his club. So then I got to play with that team, and there were some older girls on that team, and Natalie Clayburgh was on that team also. And I think just kind of playing with them made me realize that even though I was younger, I could like keep up with those older girls. And then eventually after that, I started to use the skills that I had learned from club and bring them back to my high school and middle school teams. And I kind of feel like that helped me a lot just to keep pushing my game and to make my game better.
And taking notice was Pella High School head volleyball coach Katie Brand.
When Emily was in middle school, she always was in the gym. Her older sister Jessica played for the high school, was very competitive athlete, basketball, volleyball, track. And I just remember Emily being in the gym. She just was always very excited about the potential of playing volleyball. And then she started her competitive club season as a middle schooler. I remember that she was involved with high-performance volleyball at a very young age, and so that's a great way to just get exposed to a lot of good coaching, a lot of technique, a lot of reps on the ball. And you just know if a player at that age is already looking for those types of elite commitments in a sport, that there's great potential for what's down the road. So that was fun to be excited about for her as a middle schooler. And then she started coming to open gyms before her eighth grade year. And so we got to see even then what the potential was. She would come along. She got to play with her sister during those open gyms, which was a really fun experience. So even when she was, you know, 12 years old, we got to see that Emily was going to have an awesome volleyball career.
Kiara Bradley, who graduated with Donovan and played volleyball and basketball with Emily and Jessica, said the Holterhouse clan was an athletic family. And she saw what Emily could do early.
When I was younger, I used to hang out with Emily and Donovan and Jessica a lot. You know, my mom is really good friends with her mom. And so just growing up together, I think, helped a lot with our relationship. But coming up from her middle school years, you know, I could tell, you know, everyone's talking about Emily. They're like, oh, Emily's such a good volleyball player. Emily's such a good basketball player. And I think just coming in for her as a freshman and seeing what she could do, I was like, wow. Everybody's right. You know, like, Emily has so much talent.
Her classmates also realized what was brewing on the volleyball court in middle school, including Kennedy Klein and Jenna Schulte.
I first realized that she was going to be a very good athlete in middle school when she was on the A team. And just her, like, just the way she played compared to everybody else. Everybody else was still a good athlete, but just Emily stood out from everyone. And when we played teams, other middle school teams, she just dominated, and it was just like, oh, no one's going to get that ball up. So that's when I first realized that Emily was going to be a very good athlete.
It was like back in sixth grade. I think we were on the same club team or like the beginning of school season, seventh grade year. And I was like, oh, my word, you're not supposed to be that good in seventh grade, because we were all like just so uncoordinated. But then there's just always Emily, like, top of the game. And she was always just so mature on the volleyball court and off.
And the summer before their ninth grade season started, both Clayburgh and Holterhouse began to realize the impact they would be making in the upcoming fall season.
We started lifting in the summer before freshman year with all the freshmen, the whole high school program. And Coach Brand talked to us both and kind of just let us know like what our roles would be, like, really loosely. And we didn't really know what it was going to look like, but we just knew we were going to be doing it together, and we knew that it was going to be us too. And that's kind of when the excitement started and, like, the nerves started, but we had each other the whole time.
The duo did play and found the floor in some crucial moments that year.
Set up for Holterhouse again, right on top of the libero, and another big swing for Holterhouse. Her back-to-back kills.
Yeah, nice slide step that time to the right side. She goes right down the line and forces Harlan to call a timeout.
Pella now has to get 6 points in a row to stay alive. The tip by Holterhouse, and it's a kill.
Yeah.
It got over, and it was off of a couple of Cyclones out. And it's Point Lady Dutch. Score is now 24-19, and now it's up to the freshmen.
Emily needs at least five.
And welcome back to this special edition of the Radio Sports Page on KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. When looking back at the career of Emily Holterhouse, the foundations for her four-year success at Pella started before she hit high school. And in the summer leading up to ninth grade, Holterhouse and teammate Natalie Clayburgh found out they would be making the jump to varsity that fall. It was a bit nerve-wracking, initially.
I would say I was definitely nervous, but it kind of just showed me, it taught me new leadership skills, because even though I was the youngest girl on the court, I realized I had to like step up because I had a role on the team too. And the seniors and juniors, through their skill and through their leadership, they taught me how to like be my own player and play the part and play the role that I had on the team.
For Holterhouse, it's always helped having Clayburgh by her side. As Emily says, they didn't have to do it alone.
Honestly, I really think it's helped a lot, because when we went to a new club together and when we were on varsity as freshmen together, like, she helped me feel more comfortable because I wasn't the only one by myself there. But then as we kept playing together, like through sophomore, junior, and senior year, we kind of helped each other along because we were competitive against each other. We didn't want the other to get too ahead of the other one, like skill-wise. So we would keep pushing each other and keep working to be the best we could be. So that helped a lot.
I mean, things as simple as like the rotation on the court, we were always just like giving each other helpful reminders. And I mean, since we were friends outside of being teammates, we kind of can read each other well, which we've always been able to do. And so that was helpful, because I knew when she was down and she knew when I was down, and we knew how to pick each other up like during games.
And having the older classes welcome them in was a big step too. Setter Kiki Pingle and outside Kiara Bradley both say Emily is easy to get along with. And they, as well as their fellow classmates, took on the duty of getting the young Holterhouse game ready.
Despite her youth, you know, her skill was beyond her age. So it was a lot of fun getting to play with her, getting to try different sets with her, just kind of getting to let her realize her potential that she had, because she's just a very, very humble girl. And, you know, kind of getting her to step outside of her comfort zone, realize that, you know, she can be a beast on the court, and, you know, she can own it too.
Katie did a really good job with getting her goofy side out. You know, Emily has a really, really funny side, but, you know, she used to be quiet a lot. And so I think that was one of the things that Katie did a really good job on, just opening her up to the entire group. And just, I think we all had to, you know, put an extra step forward and be like, hey, Emily, like, it's okay, you know, like, you can talk to us, or you can be silly with us, you know, you can make jokes all the time. And I think on the floor, we just also had to give her another confidence boost, you know, just be like, you can do this, you're supposed to be out here, we want you out here. And I think that really helped her confidence, and I think that helped her open up to us.
You have to build the camaraderie, you know, on and off the courts. You know, a lot of the getting her comfortable was, you know, it happened a lot outside of practice, you know, team bonding and stuff like that, just building that relationship with her, knowing that she could trust us, that, you know, we'd set her up for success on the court.
I would say I felt welcome just because the whole team was friends. Like, there weren't a bunch of super little groups throughout the team. We just all loved each other and we loved being together. And also, I would say McKenna Bogard was a big part of it, because even though she was a senior when I was a freshman, we just kind of connected, and like, we even went to football games together, and I went and sat with them a couple times. So it's just really good to be able to connect to them in different ways, like off the court too.
Head coach Katie Brand says Emily's prior experience in club and her rapid development set the stage for her to compete in the Little Hawkeye Conference, often against girls 4 or 5 years older than she was that also had post-high school competition aspirations.
The experience she had already at that point of playing pretty competitive volleyball just showed that she physically was ready. Height-wise, she was already one of the tallest players in the gym. She had played very competitively with different club opportunities already, so we knew that she had faced tough varsity-like competition. Even though she wasn't at the high school level, the level of volleyball she was playing was close to that. And a lot of it came down to her work ethic and her personality. She always went hard in the gym, always wanted good feedback, was very coachable, and she was pleasant to play with. She wasn't going to bring any unnecessary drama. She was just going to be a great teammate who was going to look for every opportunity to get better at her game.
And so, Brand says, the story goes, and it was evident early in the 2015 season what Emily could do. and how few limits she had to operate.
There were no red flags in just the regard of how well will she fit in with upperclassmen. And she really did a great job with that, too. She has an older sister, so she knows how to relate to older girls. She was familiar with a lot of those girls, having played with them in different sports throughout the years. And I knew we had a good upperclassmen group that would really help that transition of getting some younger players involved. One thing that's just, I think, really interesting is with Emily being so young in her class, she played her first varsity match as a 13-year-old, because our first game was actually before her 14th birthday. And I think that's really unique. I doubt there are very many 13-year-olds out there who have played varsity volleyball already.
While she wasn't quite a full rotation player yet, Holterhouse earned All-State recognition for her first season, which Brand says set the stage for what was to come.
Well, her freshman year, she definitely was more of a role player. She was a great complement to McKenna Bogard, who was our senior leader that year and played all the way around for us. And a couple other upperclassmen, Katie Vandermolen, played all the way around. Kiara Bradley was an outstanding hitter for us. There were just a lot of pieces that came together really well that freshman year. So she just played her role well. She played across the front row for us. She was one of our leading blockers early on, and you could definitely see the potential for what was down the road. I would say she came to be probably our third greatest kill leader at some point during that season. And so you just saw the pieces come together. You saw her grow and confidence on the court. And it was pretty clear early on that she would be one of our main leaders the following year.
Emily's efforts didn't go unnoticed by her teammates, certainly, including upperclassmen like Bradley, who says she was already starting to assume leadership duties despite her relative youth.
It was just amazing to watch. You know, I think of other kids and you think of yourself, you know, as growing up and getting more experience and learning skills and different sports, and her growing and growing so quickly. You know, she was adaptive and she, I don't even know how to explain it. It seemed so easy for her and it flowed. And then she just quickly gained this confidence, like you said, in the Harlem game. And she was like, okay, like I'm taking this over. This is mine, which is totally fine because, you know, I would let her do it. You know, like you do your thing, you carry us. And I think she had that silent role that she could play, especially on the volleyball team, where she could put down 5 kills and act like it was nothing, but she was, you know, the one who was carrying the team and had that leadership role. So I think that was really important for Emily, and maybe she didn't notice that she had that role.
And while volleyball became Emily's passion in athletics, she made a choice her freshman year to keep carrying on with other sports. Pingle in the lane, outside Holterhouse for 3, right side, good! Emily Holterhouse drains the 3-point bucket at 7-6.
There you go, freshman. What's a freshman?
Actually, in 8th grade, that was the first year I played club in Des Moines, and then I didn't play school basketball that year. So I had taken a year off of basketball.
While Emily Holterhouse is best known for her thunderous kills and stuffing blocks in volleyball, she had to decide her freshman year on how to proceed. With a future in college competition, she wanted to do club and travel games and volleyball, but also took great joy in other sports.
I talked to some of the older players, like Katie Vandermolen, because I couldn't decide whether I should keep playing or not. And then as I talked to like Katie and some other players and my dad, and also the UNI head volleyball coach, she said she looks for players that are like well-rounded and have played multiple sports. So I think I just realized how playing more than one sport will like help you in other sports, because I realized things like court awareness type things that I've learned in basketball, like I can carry that into the volleyball court, and it just helps me like work with other teammates and work with other different skills in the game.
And while she didn't start for the basketball team her freshman season, she was one of the first players off the bench for Coach Garland in the rotation, averaging just over 7 points and 5 rebounds per game, and was a big key in getting the team up to the state finals, where they fell in the championship round.
Bounce pass into Holterhouse, high post, goes up once, stops, up and under move, is good as she banks it off the glass and in. Emily Holterhouse, her first field goal, Pella's lead back to five.
Yeah, she did a nice job of coming to a good stop and not shuffling her feet, which is an easy thing to do, and she was able to complete the play.
Her decision to keep competing continued into the spring, where she would find a new home on the track oval. Head coach Stack Rasmussen says even though she was a volleyball player by trade, she had immense potential to contribute to an elite program at her young age.
Well, I would say the first time we really started paying attention to her is in middle school even. She had an older sister that was on the team, and when we start hearing about little sister, who's this phenomenal high jumper, that immediately gets our attention because, you know, high jumpers have been kind of few and far between for us. And then, you know, just knowing the family and knowing that she was going to be a great athlete, we were super excited to get her to the high school and see what she could do at the high school level.
And just like basketball and volleyball, it didn't take long for Emily to adapt. And by the end of her freshman year, she was a state champion in the shuttle hurdle relay with Emma Thorson, Corinne McKinstry, and Kiki Pingle, a group that still holds the state record in the event.
You know, I would say she was with a great group of girls, but at the same time, I think Emily had been a great athlete for so long and done so many things that for her, you know, being part of a team and trying to excel at something is just something natural for her. So I don't know that she really missed a beat. She just integrated herself immediately in with the other girls, made herself part of the team, you know, understood that, you know, she's a freshman, they're the upperclassmen, so that's like there's no leadership struggles or anything like that. And, you know, she's such a hard worker, too. That attracts people to you, that draws people to you.
She was a big part of it. I mean, four girls, every girl plays a big role. No role is more than the other, but it was great getting to share it with Emma Thorson, Corinne McKinstry, and Emily. It was just a special group, you know, it's something I feel like, you know, you couldn't remake, just the camaraderie between us and, you know, the relationship we had with one another.
I honestly did not expect getting that track championship on the shuttle hurdle team because, like, even throughout the season, I was kind of struggling. I was in that awkward phase between I'm tall enough, my legs are long enough that I can three-step the hurdles, but I'm just not quite fast enough to get there. So sometimes I would like three-step some of the hurdles and sometimes I would four-step. So I would work individually with Eric Pingle and Kari Pingle on the hurdles because I wanted to be able to help my teammates in that way with Emma, Corinne, and Kiki on that team too since they were super good and I knew that and I wanted to be just that fourth leg that would help them achieve that goal. So I worked as hard as I could. And yeah, at the end, after we got that, it was just so fun, and it was just a really good experience.
Both Rasmussen and volleyball coach Katie Brand say the balancing of the schedule over the years became tricky for Emily, but at the same time made her a better, more rounded athlete.
I think there is a lot to juggling it. I do think that Emily has a passion for a lot of different sports, which, I mean, she could have easily just said, I'm going to just do volleyball and I'm going to do volleyball all year round, which she is. But there's something about being involved in these other sports that she cares about them. She likes the team environment. She likes competing at different levels and in different ways. Track is a very different feel than the team aspect of volleyball. And there's something about that that drives her, and she wants to be successful in those areas too. So I think it's a testament to just the way she approaches competition and the way she approaches athletics. But to be able to have the physicalness paired with a really strong work ethic, I think has led to success in so many of those areas.
Oh, it's extremely difficult, and you have to be super dedicated, and you have to be intelligent too, you know, because she plays club volleyball, and so that's a lot of weekends during basketball season, during track season. And so you have to know yourself, know your body, so that, you know, if you've had 3 days of tournaments, that you need to talk to the coaches and say, you know, this is what my legs are like and this is what I can do and I can't do, and you know, be willing to work with you. And I know, you know, she's made some sacrifices over the years to maybe skipped a little bit of volleyball so that she could get a little bit more done with track. And so she's always been willing to try and make the situation work, and been very positive, very optimistic, just to make sure that she can succeed and help everybody as much as she possibly can.
And Emily's ability to balance those sports made her an attractive recruit to UNI head coach Bobby Peterson, who says she loves Holter House and the contributions she's made over multiple sports.
Well, first of all, as a player, physically, she's just an amazing athlete. And, you know, we are always looking for that multi-sport athlete that is capable of doing a number of different things. And I just think that's an extremely healthy way to, you know, grow up and be able to do a number of things. And the thing about Emily is that she doesn't just do them. She does them all very, very well. So when you look at basketball and track, she's just a great athlete in both of those as well. And so that to me really stood out because I just feel like her ability to not only perform in those sports, but also to be coached by different coaches, be able to work with different teammates within those sports. Those are all things that we're looking for as well. So she has multiple opportunities to have multiple situations where you have to be an athlete and you have to be a teammate. And so those things really stood out.
And as time grew, so did Emily's role in all three programs during her sophomore season, which included a trip to the state finals in volleyball. Set point, Lady Dutch. It's an ace! And Pella pushes it to five. Emily Holterhouse on the serve, 25-14. Looking for McCabe on the left. It's blocked by Pella! Emily Holterhouse and Kiki Pingle dropped it down. A return to Wells Fargo Arena in basketball. To the hoop it goes for Emily Holterhouse. She's on the board, 23-6. Flashing open in the lane, it's Holterhouse, a great feed in from Vandermolen, 33-13.
Great little pass off the dribble, one-handed pass, and she just whipped it right up where Emily caught it up high, finished up high.
And another successful track season. But halfway through her storied career, one of the best classes of female athletes to ever compete at Pella High School graduated, leaving a leadership void to be filled.
I like taking new, like, I like accepting new challenges and stuff like that. And so it made me realize that I can, like, use my skills to, like, motivate other people.
For the Lady Dutch, number 10, Emily Holterhouse.
As Emily Holterhouse transitioned from sophomore to junior year, it came at a changing of the guard, so to speak, in terms of athletics at Pella High School. The 2016-17 calendar was as successful as there ever was, not only for Lady Dutch programs, but the school as a whole. And that talented class, featuring the likes of Kiki Pingle and Kiara Bradley, who you've heard so far in the program, and Emily's older brother Donovan, all left to make an impact in college. Coming into the volleyball season, head coach Katie Brand says a lot of the leadership duties and responsibilities fell on the lap of the juniors, Emily and Natalie Clayburgh.
I think it was a challenge in some regards just because Emily isn't naturally vocal and she played with a lot of vocal leaders. I mean, Kiki Pingle was her setter, who definitely was that quarterback on the court, and Jenna Murphy, our libero in the back row, who was able to bring all of that. And there was a big transition for her in just what she needed to bring as far as leadership on the court. And also at that point, she became the most experienced player.
Clayburgh says they divided the duties in a lot of ways, as the two were the most experienced varsity players on the floor, and their styles complemented one another's.
We split the duties, but one thing Emily is great at, she's a great leader by example, and she's kind of like the leader. She leads like you want to follow her, like you want to follow in her footsteps, and she just makes like super exciting, and she's super positive on the court. And so we kind of split the roles. She led more physically on the court. You know, she's this attacker. I was like a vocal leader, kind of. And so two different roles. But yeah, Emily is a great leader by example. And the younger girls like just respected her so much. And we all just followed in her footsteps.
Adding the role of leader to her resume as an accomplished player was a challenge Emily says she was willing to embrace.
I like taking new, like, I like accepting new challenges and stuff like that. And so it made me realize that I can, like, use my skills to, like, motivate other people. And so I would talk to Coach Sharp, like, before that season, and she asked me, like, what my purpose was for the season. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think what I told her was to be the player that inspires other players to play their best game. And so I just wanted to have that leadership role that made other people want to be on the court and want to play their best game too.
One of her class of 2019 teammates, Kennedy Klein, says Emily did all she could to help newer varsity players get up to speed to keep the tradition of successful volleyball going.
I went to state with the team the year they got runner-up. So I was kind of like involved a little bit. So I had kind of some of the team chemistry that not a lot of the other juniors had, because they brought me to state with them as like kind of a manager or another player, but I couldn't dress. So transitioning into my junior year, Emily just helped me along the way. She's like, hey, this is kind of what goes on at practice. Just like be here at this time and make sure like you have all your stuff. And like also, like since I'm friends with Emily, it was just easy for me to talk to her and like tell her what's going on. And if I have any questions, she'll answer them for me.
And with a lot of new faces, back to state, the volleyball team went again. And while it was an early exit in the first round, Holter House enjoyed another banner year and her second consecutive first-team All-State selection. Her leadership, though, didn't stop at the volleyball court. A void was left in the basketball gym with the departure of the 2017 graduates, and she was also going to be counted on during the track season as more and more underclassmen filled big roles for the team, including Elsie Thorson, who was developing into quite the hurdler herself, much like older sister Emma.
Yeah, when I came up as a freshman, we ran shuttle hurdle together, and since then we've just kind of been together through 400 hurdles. Emily's a very determined girl, and she works really hard, and she always comes to practice with a positive mindset and just ready to work, and she pushes me to my hardest, and I have the best outcome I can with her.
Track coach Dak Rasmussen says it's Emily's determination and personality that make her uniquely suited to be a leader of others in a less vocal way.
Emily will obviously advocate for herself, right? Because she knows what she wants to accomplish. But at the same time, Emily is like the antithesis of a prima donna. I mean, she is so giving to her teammates. She's willing to work with anyone. She's going to work with the coaches. She always puts everyone first. You know, she just kind of goes with the flow. And that makes things so much smoother for everybody. Because it's people like that that help to reduce drama. And she just makes everyone around her more successful, gives them a chance to succeed, helps them to elevate themselves. And because of that, I think that's one reason why, you know, success just sort of surrounds her, because she's able to elevate so many people.
The impact Holter House has had as a leader and a successful athlete started to show in the younger generations.
I knew that she was going to be one of my idols from the beginning, and so I first found out about her about going home games and seeing her play.
It kind of really shows like what hard work pays off. Like you really have to put a lot of effort and time in the gym, and that just kind of paid off. And really, it's my teammates. Like without them, I can't. Like if I don't have a set, if I don't have a pass, then I can't get that kill.
It almost goes without saying, but for the purpose of the show, it's definitely worth mentioning. Emily Holter House will go down among the greatest student athletes to ever make her way through Pella High School. The list of achievements is impressive. Set up down the middle for Holter House, she'll get it down. Emily Holter House in the top 10 all-time in the Quickstats era with kills gets her first this year at the state tournament. In volleyball, a four-time all-state selection, three times on the first team, 1,788 kills, sixth most since stats were official in the state of Iowa in 2007. She's also the 20th player since that year to eclipse 1,500 kills with four state tournament appearances and holds school records for most kills and blocks.
Here's Emily Holter House from the top of the key all the way down the right side of the lane, and she banks it in, her sixth point of the game and number 1,000 in her career. Emily Holter House has given Pella a 23-17 lead.
And in basketball, a two-time All-State selection, first team as a senior. She played in two state tournaments for Pella. She's also the fourth Pella High School player to cross 1,000 points and currently stands with the second most all-time in school history. Her 838 rebounds are the most in Pella High School history, and she owns six of the top 10 games with the most rebounds.
And her three-pointer rattles off, no good. Holter House sneaks in from behind, gobbles up the rebound, and sticks it up and in for two. Circles out, drives back in, does shoot at that time, but Holter House blocks it and rebounds it.
And then on the track, she was on the shuttle hurdle relay team that won an individual state championship her freshman year, which still owns the state record. She's qualified in multiple events annually. including the 400-meter hurdle, shuttle hurdle relay, the 4x4, distance medley relay, and sprint medley. She also helped contribute to 17 of Pella's 70 points in their team championship in 2018. Volleyball teammates Kennedy Klein and Jenna Schulte say while the stats themselves are incredible, it goes beyond the numbers for Emily, as watching her play was a special, unique experience.
It's so cool to watch somebody just so developed already in the game, because like college and high school is where you're like really learning how like to play the game of volleyball. And so watching her, I always sit off the court and I'm just like, what is she doing? Like, how can I learn from her? Because she's just so advanced. And also in the same position again, I've always just like looked up to her because she is just so good.
She's always closing the block, making sure that I won't have to be able to take the seam and all the middle court. She always goes in for an approach when the ball is set, even if it's not to her. She's just very agile and like can move. Just even if it's a bad set or if I have a bad pass and the set is off and it's just not going good, she'll still put it over and it's aggressive ball to make it harder for the other team to get up. So she's just very athletic, moving, and she can just put the ball straight down if it's a good set. Whether it doesn't even have to be a good set, she can still put the ball down.
And what makes some of the track accomplishments unique, according to head coach Dak Rasmussen, was Emily's ability to adapt, be a team player, and try new things.
She's continually gotten better in all her sprints, and she's always been a phenomenal 400 hurdler. You know, she's made that steady progression. But I would say that the biggest thing, the one that really stands out, is we went into last year and we didn't really think of Emily necessarily as being a short hurdle sprinter, right? She'd run the shuttle, but you know, she's so tall, she's so long-legged, she's a 400 hurdler, she's not a 100 hurdler. And about midway through the season, we're like, well, let's just see what it looks like. Let's give it a go and see what happens. And you know, she took to it immediately. And it's one of those moments where you're like, why haven't we had her doing this all along? And you know, she showed some promise and she started cleaning up the hurdles. And the next thing you know, she's looking great at conference. And then she qualifies for state. And we get to the state meet and the coaches and I talk about this all the time. We had 3 days of ups and downs and we were all over the place. And if you look at one thing that maybe was a signal of we can win a state championship, it was Emily qualifying for finals in the 100 hurdles. And then finishing where she did in the hurdles. It just gave this huge boost to the team. It gave them the sense that, you know, we can do this. We can win a championship. If Emily did that in the 100 hurdles, we can do the same thing in our races. So that's I think that was probably the biggest thing right there is her willingness to try new things, to work hard to get better at them. And then, you know, as phenomenal as an athlete she is, she proved that she can pick up this new event sort of halfway through a season and help win a state championship.
And again, the moments and milestones were special, but to those who know Emily, it's the person they are most fond of.
She is super positive and humble, like as successful she is, like incredibly humble, like doesn't talk about herself. She's all about like team-based stuff, but she's super silly and she's outgoing and confident. And that's what makes her such a great leader.
My mom does score sheet and libero for the high school varsity volleyball team, and I would always go with her at home games, and she was one of my favorite players from the beginning.
We've journeyed through Emily Holterhouse's career and her accomplishments, an impressive list, and what most people will know her for if they've never met her. But to her coaches and teammates, it's the person beyond the uniform that makes her special. For Kiara Bradley, it's the combination of talent and personality that makes Emily who she is.
I think the best thing about Emily is that she's so humble. She would never, ever say anything like, oh, me this, me that, you know, like, I'm so good. You know, she always is friend first, is team first. And I think that's one of the things I really admire about Emily Holterhouse.
Whether it's humility or hard work, Kiki Pingle says Emily is a role model for other student athletes.
She's so driven, you know, she works so hard, and even though she's more of a silent leader, she definitely puts in the work, you know, every single day, every single practice, and she's so humble about it too, where I think that just, you know, people kind of don't realize. Maybe the fun personality that she has, you know, that not everyone gets to see during games because she's just so focused, so driven, which is why she has the success that she does.
The next generation has taken notice, especially for Sophie Lyle, an eighth grade student vying for varsity playing time next fall. Holterhouse and Lyle met for private volleyball lessons over the summer.
My mom had talked to her about getting me private lessons with her because I had first at that time realized that I really wanted to get into volleyball and I really wanted to play that as my passion sport and everything to do with that. So I knew that Emily was the person to go to get the best mentoring that I could get.
For Sophie, the meeting had extra meaning. She grew up in elementary school watching Emily play, and now she was getting to know her and become her friend. And often when you meet your idols, the cliche is that it often goes wrong. That wasn't the case for Lyle, who says the experience exceeded expectations.
It was really amazing. She's such a sweet person, and she's one of the kindest people I've ever met. So it was probably one of the best experiences, and she was everything that I thought she was going to be. So she was amazing. I had always just seen her as an incredible athlete. I really didn't know much about her, so spending as much time with her as I did, I really got to know her more as a person instead of just a volleyball player. At the beginning of the summer, she has a lot on her plate, and I was worried that I was going to take up too much of her time. So I kind of just told my mom on days, like, can you text her and see if we can hang out or if we can go to the gym together, because I didn't want to be needy and I didn't want her to think that I was overly obsessing over the time that I spent with her. So I tried to be wise about when I asked to meet with her, and it worked out the way it did, and I think I got a lot of time with her, and she was busy, but she was sweet enough to make time for me.
While Lyle is disappointed she won't get to share the court with Holterhouse in varsity action, Sophie is taking away several lessons for her own journey.
I think she did amazing things for me. I went on to try out for a Des Moines team, which was a big deal, and it's a big deal for Pella girls too, and I ended up making it, and I think one of the biggest reasons was because of her. She had a lot of wisdom, and she is obviously one of the most talented athletes I've ever seen. So I think she really did help me in an amazing way.
And Sophie feels the impact not only for herself, but among her peers who will step into the big shoes Emily leaves behind.
I think she's definitely going to leave an impact when she goes on to college. And I think for any good athlete that's come from Pella, you always leave something behind when you go somewhere else. So I think that girls are really going to be like thinking, you know, I want to be like Emily, and I want to play varsity freshman year, and all of these goals that she did that all these girls are thinking that they want to reach. But I mean, it's a hard deal. Like, freshman year playing varsity is a once in a lifetime kind of thing.
One young player who did get to share the court with Holterhouse was Bailey Van Voorst, a freshman who shares a similar journey as Emily, especially playing varsity volleyball during ninth grade.
I first met her at a basketball camp, and she was helping out with the younger kids, and she was like my leader for it. And so I got to learn a lot about basketball, and then we would talk about volleyball too, since it was my favorite sport. And I just knew her through that.
And much like it was for Lyle, she was meeting one of her idols.
Yeah, I watched her a lot, and my dad always told me to look up to her because, like, he said we were pretty similar and stuff. And so, like, ever since, like, sixth grade and seventh grade and all up through then, I would always watch her because we were kind of similar. Well, at first I was really kind of scared because she was so good and it was kind of intimidating. But then getting to know her, she was like really nice and really supportive through everything. And she was like, if I needed help with something, she was like really nice about it and like explained it well so I could learn it better, I guess.
Next season, Van Voorst hopes to emulate Holterhouse and how she handled herself on and off the court.
I don't know. I guess it's just good to know that like she can like do all of that and she's like still like really nice. She's not like she's a superstar and everything, and she like is super nice through it all, and she's not like really arrogant or anything. And so I want to be like that, to where I can play a bunch of sports and hopefully get really good like she is, and then be able to balance it all and still be a really good person.
And a superstar she is, at least to many young girls in Pella. But a unique star indeed. One of the themes we heard about Emily was her goofy side, often not seen during competition. And one story we'll leave you with was shared by most of her current teammates. the big-time future Division I player, who apparently ground a high school tournament to a halt.
So such an Emily moment would have been at our tournament in Newton when our team was waiting offside the court to go on. There was a game going on, and we were all kind of just chatting, and Emily leaned up against the wall, and...
And she had turned off the lights while they were playing volleyball, and she, like, literally just turned bright red and was like, everyone was laughing, and she like was so embarrassed because the ball was like in the air when she turned off the lights, and everyone was like, what just happened?
Flipped every single light switch off on accident, and all the girls who were playing started screaming, and we were all like, what happened? Like, none of us knew what happened. And Emily flipped the lights on, and she was just red with embarrassment. Everyone was dying laughing, and That's a pretty Emily thing to do, I think.
And then Emily goes off like, I really didn't mean to do that. I don't know why I just did that. I just had an urge to shut off the light, and I did it, and I don't know why. And we were all just like, oh my word, Emily, it's so funny. And nobody was mad at her because she just, like, is so funny.
Now, don't let that take away from what a determined competitor she was. It's both aspects that will be missed, but one that may leave a big impact as she moves on.
Emily is one of the silliest girls that I've ever met, but she has such a sweet and kind, servant-hearted personality, and I think that anyone could talk to Emily. You know, they might not always like her on the volleyball court, or they might not always like her on the basketball court or the track, but if they sit down and they have a conversation with her, they will realize that she is an amazing person.
She definitely left a big legacy. All these girls are going to be like, I want to be just like Emily Holtrouse, and all like the components that she brought to each team, basketball, volleyball, track. She just brought so many things, and she definitely left a big legacy, and that's going to be a big spot to fill, but I think a lot of girls will look up to that and just push themselves to be better just because of what she left.
Everything she does is something that everyone recognizes, and she'll definitely leave a legacy to be remembered.
We've seen the last of Emily Holterhouse, the high school athlete. She wrapped up her stellar career at Drake Stadium just a few weeks ago, capping off another busy weekend at the state track and field meet. So the future is now purple and gold. As Holterhouse has known for years, her next destination is Cedar Falls. Pella Volleyball head coach Katie Brand says the rich tradition at UNI and their style will be an excellent fit.
I do feel like Emily has all the tools to excel really well at the college level. She is a great all-around volleyball player. She does not do just one skill well. She is skilled in all of those areas. So she could easily fit into any position that they needed open. Maybe not setting, but she even told me during the season that if I needed her to set, she would. So she could do that. So wherever they have a spot, she's going to have the right skills and the right experience to be able to step in and do that. I also think Emily will make a great transition from being maybe a kill leader on her high school team to filling more of a role on a collegiate program where everybody was their best hitter in high school, just because she knows the position on the court. She knows that any block she brings is good. It's not about those stats. It's about doing what your team needs to win. When I got to watch her play in the All-Star match, I got to see this little preview of what college could be like for her because she was playing with all of these other All-Stars, and she absolutely took advantage of every set that she had. She made a smart play. She made a good kill, very aggressive. She was in a great spot for block assists. She played right side a little bit where we mostly had her in the middle and outside. So I got to see that versatility and the way that I think she's going to complement whomever she's playing with. Even if she's not the big gun or the big star on a team, she's going to play her position extremely well. And as a coach, I don't think you could ask more for that. I know Coach Peterson's really excited about what she's going to bring to the UNI program.
University of Northern Iowa volleyball coach Bobby Peterson shares Brand's excitement.
The neat thing about her is she's just one of the neatest people we've ever recruited as well. So when you look at her coachability, you're not going to find any coach that doesn't talk about how coachable she is, and not just in terms of her attitude, but also her ability to hear something and be able to go out and then try to do that differently and really be able to do it. So there's a number of ways that coachability works there. And then obviously one of the best teammates, she's always encouraging to her team. You can tell that she gets along with people. people. There's a lot of things that we look for that, you know, people don't really understand. It's the intangibles, we call it, you know, the things that you don't realize make a difference. But there's a lot of great athletes out there. And for us, Emily is the one to me that has that X factor. She has all those other things. And also, like I said, is an extremely good athlete.
Peterson says Emily could make an immediate impact this fall.
I have no doubt that she has the ability to fight to be a six rotation player. Her backcourt skills, her platform, she does a lot of things very natural, and I'm super excited about that. She can step in and set a ball. I've seen her do some things in club that I'm like, okay, wow, a middle just did that. So she just has so much potential and in so many areas of the game. So really excited about that, because to me, you know, having a backcourt player that understands her platform, is able to make moves defensively, and then you add in the fact that, wow, she's going to be a powerful backcourt attack as well, just is really exciting. And, you know, we've talked to her about that. Her goal is definitely, you know, whether she's in the middle or on the one of the pins as a front court player, her goal should definitely to be a six rotation player for us. And you throw in, she's got a great serve, so there's not any part of the game that we don't feel that she's very capable of performing at the Division I level.
And the Panthers' gain is Pella's loss, at least with Emily being in the building. The legacy she leaves behind may yet to be determined, but those surrounding Holter House now believe it will be felt for years to come.
I definitely think our program owes her a lot in the level of competition and the level of play that she brought to our team. The program gains excitement and growth when we go to state, when we have success, when we have a first-team All-State player. It just brings some very nice respect and recognition to our program. And Emily has definitely been kind of the poster child of that for a while. And so the program itself, I think, has just benefited a lot from her individual accolades, her individual approach, but also just what she has brought to the team. And after being in the gym for the last 6 years with her from middle school on up, it will feel very like there will be an empty spot, that Emily won't be there, won't be in the gym. But I do think she's inspired a lot of girls to come step into that role, to be able to see where volleyball can take you or where athletics can take you. And because she's modeled it so well, they've seen it as an example. Like, they know the hard work that she's put in and the time that she's put in. I do think it's inspiring to younger players. And I think she did a really good job of fostering some of that in our underclassmen last year, especially the ones that were involved in the varsity program. And I think they are going to have gained a lot of confidence and see just what that court experience brings. So I think she'll have modeled a lot of that good leadership for our younger group.
Her friends share what they'll miss most about Emily.
She's just always up for a good time. She's super adventurous and, like, willing to do anything. And she goes out of her way for other people. And so I'll kind of miss that. She's always, like, asking you how you are and stuff, like, if you see her in the hallway or just, like, talking to her. And she was always checking up on things that she knows you had going on. What's nice, though, is you and I is 15 minutes from Waverly. So hopefully I'll get to see her some in the fall or get to watch her play.
I'll definitely miss playing with her just because I get good touches. She'll hit it at me as hard as she can, and it just gets me more experience too. And just making memories with her. She's going to be off to college. I'm going to be in a different state too. So, yeah, just being around her, laughing with her.
Emily definitely comforts me practicing hurdles, being warming up with me, being there. So I'm just going to miss her being there and just having there as a person, and all the things that she brings to the team is going to be missed.
I'm going to miss her work ethic. She always, like, taught me how to push, especially in the weight room. We, like, lift similar weights, and so we're always end up being on our rack by ourselves, and we're always, like, encouraging each other and cheering each other on. And she's just, like, been a huge role model to me in the weight room and on the volleyball court. And I'm just going to miss having that person that I can, like, ask questions and talk to without feeling like they're trying to coach me, but she's, like, trying to learn with me.
Holter House hopes to leave a positive legacy for the future Lady Dutch and those who will take the court, field, and track next year.
People talk about how time flies so fast, like, when you're having fun, and it's absolutely so true, because I'm one of those people that I'm obviously looking forward to college, but at the same time, I absolutely loved high school, and I loved every moment. And, like, as I'm a senior now, seeing, like my seasons end, then I start to realize, oh my goodness, I'm not gonna like play in front of a home crowd again, like a Pella home crowd. And just realizing that is crazy, but I want so many people that are coming into high school to realize how amazing of an opportunity those things are, and just to not take them for granted.
This concludes the special edition of the Radio Sports Page, a look back at the career of Emily Holterhaus. While several minutes of audio hit the cutting room floor, we hope you enjoyed this feature. A special thank you goes out to the following individuals: Emily Holterhaus, Dak Rasmussen, Katie Brand, Kiara Bradley, Kiki Pingle, Bobby Peterson, Sophie Lyle, Bailey Van Vorst, Kennedy Klein, Jenna Schulte, Natalie Clayburg, and Elsie Thorson. And an extra special thank you goes out to Abby Cunningham with the Pella Athletics Department, who organized several of the interviews, and Kara Schulte, who helped find space during a busy time at the school. I'm Andrew Schneider, reporting for the one to count on for today's local sports and the home of the Dutch, 92.1 KRLS.
Go. It's the inbound pass, and a wide-open Emily Holterhaus gets it underneath the hoop. 36-29 Pella, their largest lead of the game at 7.
I'm excited for everything. I think she's going to do amazing, and I hope that she has great bonds with all the girls, and I hope all of them know that she's a great person and very genuine, so I hope that she has a great time.
There's there a big go. Swing, dropping the hammer. It's Emily Holterhaus. That's her 8th kill, and Pella brings it back within 2, 11-9.
Well, there were very few times during that first season where you're like, oh, she's playing like a freshman. Like, I don't think Emily ever really played like a freshman. She may have had moments in practice or, you know, some goofy things that just reminded you of how young she is. But on the court, she never played with the timidness that you sometimes see in a freshman player.
And it's tipped over by Emily Holterhaus as the pass crossed the net.
Yeah, nice. She was ready for it as soon as it broke the plane.
Back into Heelan. They'll push it long. Murphy has it. Pella has an opportunity on a free ball. It's Holterhaus who gets it over the net. And she'll drop it down on the block. Inside the low post, it's a steal for Ellie Carney, forced by Holterhaus. She's flying ahead the pack, and she'll get the layup in transition. Great play there by Pella, started by Holterhaus and finished by Holterhaus. And another block for Pella. Holterhaus and Meyer combine to stuff the Cubs. Back set for Emily. That time she swings it, and it will drop down at the back. 23-15, Lady Dutch.
It's one of those things where you look at her and just realize how much she has grown. And you're so proud of, you know, the athlete and the person that she has become. You know, I'm so amazed that she has done all these different things, that she can lead in both volleyball, she can lead in basketball, she can lead in track, and she just leads by example. And I think that's something that we should all admire, because it's a characteristic that is very uncommon.